Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And here we are off and running on this Wednesday, August the 19th, 2020. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And it's an interesting day to be sure, 16 minutes past the hour. A little bit of housekeeping before we get to our big story of the morning. I do want to remind everybody that the Democratic National Convention is going on, and 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, will be on tomorrow morning from 8:10 until 9 a.m. Big week, because tonight at the Democratic National Convention, Senator Kamala Harris, the vice presidential candidate of Joe Biden, will be giving her acceptance speech tonight, along with the speeches of Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren, in this, the week of what would be the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. So, apt to have Mary Ellen in tomorrow to talk about what she has thought of this virtual convention, what she will think of the speeches tonight, and what does she think about women having the right to vote for 100 years this week. Certainly a hallmark moment. Now, we've been doing a lot of old Marion history here over the radio, and it's been a lot of fun. And yesterday we were talking about Barney Miller, who ran a barbershop here in Marion for so long. A lot of fond remembrances of Barney this week. And we got a call yesterday, just want to mention this if she's out there listening right now, that Barney Miller's wife, Lisa, called and said to tell the station thank you for the kind words about Barney and the callers who called in. She said it brought tears to her eyes. So thank you so much to everybody who called in and spoke about Barney Miller yesterday. And we'll keep doing that as the week goes on. It's fun to catch up with that stuff. Now, the big news story of the morning is, of course, the big story yesterday, and we have been waiting on this for a long, long time. The state of high school football in Ohio. And during Tuesday's coronavirus briefing, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine announced that all fall sports are permitted to go forward this coming fall. Now, there are some caveats to this. DeWine added schools will also be allowed to play fall sports in the spring if that's what they decide to do. Not really sure how that will work. And now here's the big thing that people are kind of confused about. I think this is the big catching point. We, and this is a quote from Governor DeWine, "We will not have spectators other than family members or people very close to that particular child." That's interesting in and of itself. Well, we're going to talk about all this morning over the next 2 hours, and I don't think we'll have any trouble doing that, because it is a big subject right now, and who better to have on than former sports director at WMRN, sports director emeritus here in Marion, 40 years on the air at WMRN. Always a pleasure to welcome back to these microphones, Jeff Ruth. Jeff, well, we know the answer now.
I like the word emeritus.
It's like you once had a position and now you don't, but we want to recognize that position. That's what it means.
By the way, the governor yesterday, before he talked about high school sports, mentioned the 100 years of women's suffrage and mentioned President Harding.
Well, you know, here's the thing, women's suffrage. Now, I've never really understood the word suffrage. I know that suffrage meant that they were working to get the right to vote. But see, I about said suffrage there in the intro, and I was thinking, is it the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage, or is it the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote? Because that was Tuesday. Does suffrage mean the same thing as getting the right to vote?
I believe so.
Does it? See, I thought suffrage, because like Susan B. Anthony was a women's suffragist.
Mm-hmm.
But she never got the right to vote because she was dead.
Maybe once you get the right to vote, you're no longer a
suffragette.
Yeah. Suffragette.
And you worked in radio for 40 years. No, but because I get what women's suffrage is, and people worked a long time to get the right to vote for women, but I thought that getting the right to vote was not synonymous with suffrage. I thought suffrage is what led up to the women getting the right to vote.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So that's what I say. This, so when they say this is the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage, but women's suffrage...
Maybe the ending of women's suffrage.
The ending of women. Because Tuesday, I believe, was yesterday, was the 100th anniversary that women got the right to vote. Mm-hmm. So, but that's big in and of itself.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe in a century, women have only had the right to vote for a century? If you are over 100 years old, and there are people out there, when you were born, women did not have the right to vote in this country. No matter what color, creed, or nationality you were. That tells you something about how far we've come in a century.
Well, we still got a long way to go.
And we still got a long way to go. Want to start, with, before we get into the sports, and obviously it's why you're here this morning, but let's just start big picture here. Where do you, what do you make of where we are in this COVID-19 pandemic right now?
They're just, well, not related to high school sports. Just, again, it's the last time I was on. We talked about it changing not only day by day, but hour by hour, and the same thing. You know, we see, we saw it with schools going back, not going back, half and half. You know, some parents, in fact, you had on the news this morning, some parents, even though their kids can go back to school for a couple of days, they've decided they don't want their kids to go back for a couple of days.
And we don't know how long this will last. The nearest projections I'm seeing are we might get a vaccine, but by the time the vaccine is readily available to everybody, it's going to be next spring.
Yeah.
So, the school years are going to be over. The seasons are going to be over.
I mean, a lot of teams have already canceled sports up through like December the 31st. You know, college basketball. You know, all those college sports, the high school sports. Yeah, they just keep moving things back. And this, I don't know how this is possibly going to work. Where the governor mentioned yesterday, well, if you know, we can play. Say we can play football, but if you don't want to play football, you can play in the spring. Well, if you're going to play in the spring, you got to have other teams to play against. And I just don't see how that is possibly going to work.
Now, some counties have had opted out already not to do this, and the most recent one, I believe, was Franklin County.
The city schools there,
yeah.
Like Hilliard and Dublin, they hadn't, but like the Beechcrofts and the Afrocentrics and the Columbus East and those schools, yeah, they voted last week.
So with them opting out and some schools in Cleveland and even one that Harding would have played, well, which one was the one that Harding would have played?
Newark.
Newark, has they've opted out. And now that this is going to go on, how can that happen?
That's the $64,000 question.
Yeah. And we don't know.
But we don't know.
Now, let's talk about the beginning of this. Well, let's back up a minute, because we haven't had you on since the Big Ten canceled. Did that come as a shock to you?
It did, yeah. It did. And, you know, we see the other three Power Five conferences taking a strong stance the other way, saying that we will play college football. And, of course, you see what, you know, Justin Field and, you know, some of the Ohio State players and some of the other players and coaches in the Big Ten, you know, they want to play college football. So whether the commissioner, I think, probably stepped in, you know, a little bit too early and canceled the season, is it too late to get it back? There's a lot of questions with that.
Now, wasn't there a vote, though? The state did not cancel this.
Right. Yeah, there was a vote.
12 people.
The two abstentions were, or the two voting no were Nebraska and Iowa.
So Ohio State's new president voted to cancel.
Right.
So then why did the football coach come out and say, I don't think this is right?
Well,
they're going to have a real cozy relationship right off the bat.
They will. You're right.
Did you understand that? And
Nebraska, they've talked about leaving the Big Ten so they can, you know, play football. And there's just, you answer one question and five more questions pop up.
Well, the Big Ten. Okay, this is college, so I guess we would still have to say these are kids. These are kids who are not getting paid to play, which is different than the NFL. Oh, is that right? I didn't realize there was money to be made there somewhere. under that banner, under a school's banner, do you think it was the smart decision to say, hey, we don't want this on our watch?
I think they pulled the plug a little bit too early, because the first games weren't going to be till the end of September. And now they have all this time to go back and forth. I think they should have waited a few weeks. I really do. And see how everything played out.
The NFL, where do you think they are?
I mean, they plan to go full steam ahead and have a regular season. Of course, they had canceled all the exhibition games. But at this point, they're planning to go full season. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Why won't it happen?
I just think there's going to be too many outbreaks.
Too many outbreaks.
You know, you look at baseball, the Reds, you know, they had to pull the plug on their weekend games. St. Louis, I mean, they played five games in the first, three and a half weeks or so. There's just too many outbreaks in too many different cities and too many different teams. And it's just going to be too tough, I think, to keep everything under control.
I understand the idea that people want to play, and I understand that there's some mental stability and norms behind all of this. But why are we risking this for football? Is there any reason?
Other than the fact that a lot of people want some sense of normalcy. But you're putting a lot of families in a tough position. You're putting the schools in a tough position. You might have a son or a daughter that, you know, plays high school sports, but if you're the parent, there's got to be concerns about there. Do I want my son or daughter playing? And I'm sure there will be, maybe in a, an 80-team or an 80-player football team, maybe that 80 will be reduced to 60 or 70 because either, the student-athlete or the parents don't want their kids playing.
I was talking with Tracy Kinsler about this yesterday. There are still people who believe this is a hoax. There are people who believe this will go away the day after the election. These are things we hear all the time out in the public. It doesn't, first of all, it's not a hoax. But it doesn't help when you say you can't go to the grocery store without a mask on. You can't go anywhere right now in the state of Ohio without a mask on. You must work from home. Most people try to avoid contact as often as possible. Wash your hands, but play high school football. This is very misleading to the public in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And that's why I said that there's so many questions out there.
Why do you think this went ahead yesterday?
It had been on the back burner for the last couple of weeks because the season starts next week. I mean, they were getting to the point where they had to make a decision. One way or the other, they were going to make that decision and then, learn to live with it. I think they waited really as long as they could.
What do you think it finally came down to?
I think a lot of people just said they want to try it. But yet, I was watching kind of 4, 6, and 10 last night, and I think all three, I know two of the three stations, maybe all three, do you think going back to high school sports or high school football is good? And it was like, 25% yes, 75% no on one station, and 30% yes, 70% no on the other station. That may have been on all three stations. So certainly it was not met with overwhelming approval.
What do you think is the driver then?
Just wanting to get some semblance of normalcy.
But in the end... Is this normal?
Yeah, see, that's just it. You can say we want to get back to high school sports. We want to get back to doing things that we want to do, but yet you're opening up that Pandora's box.
Well, and the problem becomes we canceled the big wrestling tournament back in March. We canceled spring sports last year because of this. By the numbers, it's worse now than it was then.
Mm-hmm.
What How do you get that? I don't know where that came from. It's an odd...
Yeah. I don't have a lot of... If you thought I was going to come in and give you all the answers today, you're wrong. Because I don't have the answers.
Well, well, here's the problem. If you don't have teams to play... And another thing in this, by the way, if you didn't read the paperwork carefully yesterday... Now, here's an interesting part of it. And I want to go through these two things. Now, DeWine said that schools will be allowed to play in the fall. But... if you want to play in the spring, that's okay too.
This is a real puzzler for me, because I'm not going to name any schools, but say school A doesn't feel comfortable playing in the fall, they're going to want to play in the spring. Well, that means everybody that was going to play team A in the fall, they now have a week, and there's only 6 weeks before the playoffs begin, they now have a week where they're going to have to fill or not play a game. Team A decides to play in the spring, you're going to have to get other schools to agree to play in the spring, because you can't very well play with yourself.
And what do you do? Is what we want to know.
Yeah.
How do you run that?
See, that's just it. And you're putting the schools in a tough position. You're putting the superintendents, the athletic directors, the coaches, you're putting them all in a very tough situation.
And here's the other thing, and I didn't quite understand this either. Now, there'll be no spectators, except...
other than...
family, and then... people who are very close to that particular... What does that mean?
I'm guessing, say, Marion Harding, because Harding's got a pretty big stadium. I'm guessing each player will get X amount of tickets, whether it's 4, 6, or 10 or whatever. And, of course, the families can sit together. But then if you have the marching band... which it looks like
we will.
They're going to allow marching bands. You have to have families for the members of the marching band. If you have cheerleaders or flag corps, the same thing. So you're going to be adding more and more, you know, people.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong on this. Football is a sport, and even though there might not be a whole lot of spectators there, we can still report the scores, and people will want to know the scores. Aren't bands and cheerleaders about the crowd?
Yeah, of course they are.
Going out there and performing to, 50 people who are there, isn't that strange?
And especially, and no students really are going to be, unless you maybe have a brother that plays in the football team. But yeah, you got cheerleaders out there, you know, and they're... you know, doing their cheers for grandma and grandpa, you know, not a lot of grandma and grandpas are going to be standing up waving their pom-poms.
Well, and the other thing, it did not say anything about students. A lot of students attend these games.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's why I say, unless you have maybe a brother that's on the football team or something like that, yeah, you're not going to be able to go.
So you think it'll come in the form of a ticket system? Because I didn't understand this, if you're particularly close to the student. How do you gauge that?
Yeah.
You know, who's particularly close and who's not particularly close?
I mean, you have a next-door neighbor that's maybe knows more about sports or is a lot closer to John than maybe the parents are. And, you know, there may be parents. I'm not going to go, you know, sit out and for 3 hours and watch, but maybe there's a couple of the neighbors would. So that's why I said it's going to be a real headache for the schools to decide, you know, who gets in. You know, when do you open the gates? Do you open up an hour ahead of time? Do you open up 10 minutes ahead of time? Yeah. What about the visiting team? The visiting team, are they going to bring bands? You know, I don't picture necessarily maybe Marion Harding, say they have a game at Clear Fork. Clear Fork's going to have 50 people there. Are you going to pack up, you know, the marching band and have to separate them in buses? Instead of taking 2 buses or 3 buses, you're now going to take 6 buses. so they have separation to perform for 50 people. I don't know. Plus the fact, when we had discussed this before, one of the proposals from the OHSAA was to cut down half times from 20 minutes to 10 minutes. So, you know, how much of a halftime show can you put on if both schools are going to be performing? You got a total of 10 minutes. I mean, that's about half a song before you get them, you know, lined up.
Well, it'll be a lot easier to find a parking space.
It will be. Yeah,
a little silver lining in every cloud. It came out yesterday, and it seemed as if the governor was going to say yes. We just did not know what yes was going to entail. And this seems very confusing. And if it's confusing to everybody else, what must it look like to the players?
Yeah.
And the coaches. I mean, what do you tell your players? What do you tell the parents of the players? You know, I think there was a moment yesterday where there was elation by the parents and by the students who would be playing because they wanted to. But then you read all this and you try to figure out, well, what is this? What's it going to look like? How is this going to play out?
And say you're a school that does not feel comfortable playing. And, I mean, this can be any sport, but, you know, we're just going to talk football primarily for the purpose of talking football and sports. Say you're an athletic director or a head coach of a school and you don't feel comfortable playing in the fall. Do you then say, okay, I don't want to play in the fall, we're going to play in the spring? If you do that, then you're going to get the wrath of the community, the other schools that you're supposed to play, the other athletic directors and coaches. So, well, what's wrong with them? We're going to play. Why can't they play? I just think you put a lot of people in a really tough situation.
And when it comes right down to it, what you have done for so many years broadcasting, I mean, is that possible with the social distancing for all, and all the other stations that broadcast all around the area?
There's going to have to be some changes. Now, some of the schools, like Pleasant and Elgin, we have our own booth. But like John Cousy and I do the games, you know, does John want to sit next to me or does he want to sit 6 feet away from me? You're going to get that situation. At Ridgedale, Harding, River Valley, you're in, and even though Harding and River Valley have pretty big press boxes, you're in there with the Marion Star. Assistant coaches are in there calling plays down from, from the press box. You have a scorekeeper in there. Yeah, a timekeeper. You have a PA announcer. So there's certainly, in the past, there's never been social distancing, and I think the AD is going to have to make a decision on who can get in and who can't. And again, that's going to be a tough call.
Well, knowing for many years and working with people who apparently are going to be making these decisions, because it looks like the OHSAA is going to lay down the guidelines on this, do you think there'll be a more conservative group and say, well, we got to do all this stuff and we've got to do this? Or are they going to be, well, we got the green light to play this?
Oh, I think they're going to have to really watch. And one of the, might have been one of the people that was asking the governor yesterday, and the governor said that there will be, and again, this was kind of a blanket statement, and I don't, maybe you have something there, but they're going to have representatives or people at the schools making sure that they do the right thing. There's 650 schools that play high school football on a regular year. Now, obviously, you're not going to have that many this year. You can't have a representative at every high school game in the state of Ohio making sure that the schools are doing what they're supposed to do. And DeWine himself said, if schools aren't following protocol, we're going to shut you down.
Well, on that note, here's a quote from Governor Mike DeWine yesterday. Now, you tell me what you make of this quote. And this is a quote from the governor This is all the quote. I think by what we're doing today, we're empowering our young people. We're empowering the parents. We're empowering the schools. These are all tough decisions. There's not necessarily a right or wrong answer. We just ask everyone to weigh everything, to make the best individual decision for that particular child, for that team, for that school. Did you see this as a lot of empowerment going on yesterday?
I saw a lot of question marks yesterday. Yeah. And the more you talk about it, the more questions you have. Sean and Jason and, some of the ADs and Marion today, I mean, they probably were up very late last night or might not have gone to bed because they got a lot of decisions to make.
Now, this is another quote that I find particularly interesting from the governor yesterday. Sports matter and make a difference. Any person not playing sports will find something else to do with their time. Now, that just says it all there, doesn't it?
And he didn't really address, he did touch on it briefly. In fact, somebody asked him about it, about, the school plays and those sort of extracurricular activities. And he said that there would be a statement or guidelines on those sorts of activities coming out within the week.
One more here, because it's interesting. Hope itself is not a plan. It's not a strategy. We all should have hope, but we should have a plan. We would ask you, those who are making the decision to play, to look at the plan we have and try the best to execute that. This is probably the governor calling right now. He doesn't like that we're quoting him here this morning. He's going to tell us what it's all about. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, while Jeff was on, I just wanted to say, what about the chain gang? We're going to be on the other side of the field.
Yep, chain gang.
Right in the middle of all the other visiting team players.
That, officials as well.
Now, you can't, you have to be 6 feet apart, though, don't you?
Well, you're supposed to be, but I don't know how that's going to be possible.
Yeah. Well, the governor will come down and slap handcuffs on you, I think, if you don't do this.
I got to get back to work.
Well,
have a good one, guys.
Appreciate you listening.
Thanks for listening. But, yeah, the officials.
Tell people what the chain gang is first.
Well, they're the ones that are down on the sideline when they mark a ball or say it falls at the 25-yard line. The chain gang, then they're 10 yards apart. So, basically if you've picked up 9.5 yards, you're going to be short of the first down. So they have to kind of stretch the chains out 10 yards.
And by the way, if you do have a question or comment, call in. If you know something, maybe there's been something on the news this morning. I didn't watch any news this morning. So if you know something that we don't know, or if you just have a question in general or a comment about this, it is a big deal. 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944. Was this a good idea to go back? Do you like it? Do you not like it? Would you let your kid play? Are there some people out there listening? Will they let their kids play? I really don't know. 740-383-9944. Overall, when we look at this, will it impact those other fall sports, volleyball and other things that are going on? Are they as contact-driven and 6 feet together as other sports?
No, not like football, but certainly with volleyball, I mean, you have everybody close together, cross-country. You're running in a pack of, depending on what the meet is, it could be 200-300 people, all starting at the same time. Do you stagger the start so you don't have as many people at one time? I mean, there are so many questions out there.
If you win, let's say you win and you make it to the playoffs.
Well, everybody makes the playoffs. Well, that's another thing this year.
Okay, so what does the winner get? I mean, the team that's left standing at the end.
Well, they'll get the OHSAA state championship trophy.
But does that mean anything this year if you only play two teams? Go ahead, caller.
I haven't heard your whole thing, Scott, but I don't know how they can play sports. Are they going to play football this year? Or
they are.
What are they going to do? They can't get within 6 feet of them, so they're going to tap them, or how are they going to do it?
Well, I think they can get within 6 feet of them. I guess that's been waived for this particular night of the week.
But the thing to me is, if the child gets hurt and they end up with that virus, and somehow that injury or something, and they don't survive, they die or something, that's what gets me. I don't know. And stuff. No, I really don't think they should play. I don't know. But as far as the kids going to school, I know people, they have sleepovers, and they have kids go to a pool, and there'll be as many as 10 kids. The parents go there. Nobody wears a mask. And when I go out by the prison, that trailer park, there's 10 kids are playing there together. No mask, so I don't know what the difference. I really wouldn't want to send anybody to school, but they're around each other all the time anyway. And when you go out to the stores, no kid I see ever wears a mask. So I don't know if they got it safe enough or what. But no, I don't think the sports, I really don't think they should play any of those yet till they get something situated there, because it's not worth it to me to have a kid play sports and stuff. It's going to be bad enough. They need to concentrate on the learning and not the other activities, like band or different stuff. I don't know. It's just me. But if I had a kid, I wouldn't want to send a kid to school.
So. Yeah. It certainly is a valid point. Hey, thank you for calling in.
Goodbye.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944.
And sometime, whether it's week one or week two, there is going to be an outbreak at a school. Then, okay, say it happens week two. Team you played week one, does that mean they all have to quarantine? Probably so. I know Olin Tangy Orange on the news last night, numbers of the volleyball team have tested positive. So that means they have to quarantine. There are just so many question marks out there.
And if you do have to quarantine and you're out for 2 weeks, what does that school do?
Yeah.
Or the schools that are supposed to be playing you in that particular rundown. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you.
Well, I kind of go the other way than the previous caller. I think, let him play a little bit, as far as Dwayne, is it any wonder he's the baffoon he really is?
Well, I don't know.
Guys, he's telling you one thing, but saying another, He wants you to do one thing, he wants to tell you to do, and he wants you to do another thing. He thinks Ohio can do, three things at once. How in the world are we going to do this once?
What do you think drove this decision? Because he has been very collected, and he has been very determined. I mean, he's the one who put the state mask mandate in place. So why do you think in this particular case he's a little more loose?
I don't know. I don't think he's really loose at all, because I don't think he knows which way he wants to go with this. I believe he's lost in this. He's hoping everybody's going to, do what he wants to do, which very well is not going to happen. And he doesn't have enough staff to go out there and arrest everybody. My question is, he's not allowing anybody but the parents in the stands to watch the kids play. What about the rest of us? Are we going to have to line up against the fence or what?
Yeah, 6 feet apart. Yeah,
6 feet apart.
Yeah, well, that's true there, but any football game I've ever seen, we're right on top of one another, basically.
Yeah, and the fans have to be 6 feet apart, but yet the players are lined up, next to each other.
And we all know how close families of football players, especially on the same team, get. Now, if you come in with your family of five, and you're there for Johnny, and Pete's family comes in of five, now are you going to sit 6 feet apart? Or are you going to say, let's sit down here with blah, blah, blah? And who's going to come over and stop you from doing this?
And another thing, too, a lot of these teams that come to travel, a lot of times, you know, they have families, and so a lot of these teams ain't going to have nobody there to root for them, because a lot of these teams don't travel well. It's just one mind-boggling mess there. Yeah.
It's going to be very quiet on Friday nights with not many fans out there. It's going to be interesting. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Phone lines are open again, 740-383-9944. We're talking high school sports here, 740-383-9944. A lot of good questions.
Oh, there are.
Is that logical? If you see a friend of yours and you walk in and you're both permitted in somehow, that you're going to sit in a completely different section 10 miles away when there's nobody sitting near them, is that a logical thing that would happen?
I hadn't even thought about that, but that's a very good point.
And who's
going to enforce
it? Who's going to enforce it? Who's designated at these games to run down there and break that up? Do you have to wear a mask? The mask mandate is in effect for the state, so... But that's inside. Isn't that inside? I guess that's inside. You don't have to wear them outside. Maybe that's how they're getting away with the mask mandate.
Concession stands? You gonna have any... I mean, athletic boosters make their money with the concession stands. You gonna be able to sell food?
Well, didn't they just come back not too long ago and say that all kids in schools have to wear masks now? Even though the mandate doesn't say that, I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, it's a pretty simple decision. You just got to cancel all sports this year. Life matters more than sports. We all grow up with sports. We all love sports. But lives matter. And the only way we're going to stop this until they get an antidote or a treatment is you just got to forfeit some things. You have to do it. Nobody likes to do it. You want to see the kids play. You want to see everybody flourish. You know, just like in society, you got to be happy for everybody. But things happen, and when the decision comes, it's simple. You can't do it. No, Johnny, you can't do it.
Well,
I'm sorry.
The interesting thing was the decision did come yesterday, and apparently we are going to do it. What do you make of it?
Well, see, that's wrong. Okay, if you played football, and I played plenty, you're breathing heavy. If I tackle you, I'm breathing hard, and you are, because it's tough. It's tough, and if you've never played, you can't understand. You can be in the greatest shape going on, but you're so sore the next day and tired and the whole bit. It's tough on you, but what I'm saying is I'm tackling you. I'm breathing on you. I'm close. So are we going to split up more now? Yes, we are. You know we are. And just because we've got to play the game, because he's got pressure. Parents want the kids to play. And of course, I would too. But you know, life matters more than just sports. You can survive without sports.
It's going to be interesting. Hey, thank you for your opinion.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I did think it was interesting. And again, I was flipping between 4, 6, and 10 last night. I don't remember which station was which. But I know at least two of the three stations... You know, do you think having fall sports, football, it was a good idea? And overwhelmingly, the vote was no, you know, when they always scroll down at the bottom. And I know it was overwhelmingly no on at least two of the stations, maybe all three of the stations. So a lot of people, like that last gentleman mentioned, you know, are very much saying, nope, I think we're jumping the gun on this.
And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We're also getting messages here on Facebook. Now, this is interesting here. Here's some quotes from our Facebook page. These good old boys in the good old boys club aren't going to wear masks. Anyways, I say let them play, and when it surges, at least the kids know the adults tried to get them a season. Is that where we are?
I don't know.
Well, is that what this came down to? Because the last caller alluded to this. You know, the parents want the kids to play. No. This is not big money. High school sports, that's not the Big Ten. That's not the NFL. I don't think this was a financial decision in the end. So I'm trying to figure out what drove this one. The Big Ten, I would have said, was financial. They sell a lot of merchandise. I would have said NFL is financial. That they TV rights and so on and so forth. And we'll come back. Go ahead, caller.
This is Martha Dalsmanese.
Hi, Martha.
And I'm calling from Presidential Center.
Well, Martha, how you doing there?
Well, I'm wonderful now that I get to talk to you.
Well, that's great, Martha. Are you staying well? I know you guys are under quarantine there. How are things going?
I wish we could eat in the dining room.
Now, Martha.
But they won't let us. We have to eat in our room.
Martha, I believe now it's close to 60 years you were a majorette for Harding High School, correct?
Yes, I was.
What do you make of
it? Guess what happened last night?
What happened last night, Martha?
Shannon came in and said, she told one of the nurses, bring Martha down to the front door. I went down there and Shannon put a picture of me.
That's just the delay, Martha. So there's a picture in the front door?
Anyway, Marilyn had a picture of me when I was 12 years old and drum majorette for the Eagles band. And she's got it in the front door. It's the 20 by 14 frame.
Well, that's right. Now, Martha, what do you think? Do you think the kids should be out there playing sports this fall?
Yes, I sure.
You do. Are you watching? I know you're a huge baseball fan, Cincinnati Reds fan. Are you watching the games?
God, I'm keeping your grandfather sweet.
Oh, that's good.
He loves my candy I get him.
Hey, Martha, are you watching the baseball games on television?
You're kidding. I wouldn't miss him for nothing. The Reds are going to be on the doubleheader tonight, honey.
Oh, well, you've got a full night ahead then, Martha, right?
Last night, I went to bed with the Chicago Cubs. I love the Chicago Cubs.
So do I, Martha. Well, Martha. Yeah, I do. Martha, we're about to hit the top of the hour here, but I thank you for calling in, and I thank you for listening. Thanks, Martha.
I'm going to listen forever and ever. Don't leave this radio station.
We'll be here, Martha. Thank you.
The one and only Queen of Douse, Martha Dalsmanese.
You know, Martha Douse. Now, I'm trying to think. Martha, she's told her age. She's 89 now.
Now, she would have been 18, I would have guessed, 17, 18, when she was the drum majorette for Harding. So what year would that have been?
Let's see, take away 80 years?
71 years ago.
Yeah, so that would have been
50s? 40s?
Wait, now Martha would have been born in 31.
This isn't that tough.
49!
It would have been 1948-49, because okay. She would have been born in 31, so 18 would have been 49, so it would have been the late 40s.
Okay, all right.
So there you go. Martha Dalsmanese, who's dealt with a lot of kids in this area. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What have you, speaking of baseball, what have you made of baseball?
There's stupid cutouts in the stands. You know,
isn't that entertaining?
I mean, I like baseball, but I got to admit, I have not watched much baseball at all since they restarted. I might catch an inning here or there, but not like I used to.
Where do you think that's going to... Is there a World Series?
Yeah, there's going to be a World Series.
Now, how will we play that? How many cutouts do you have to get to for the World Series?
I don't know. I mean, the NHL, I mean, you know, the Blue Jackets play at noon. Who plays at noon on a Wednesday? But that's just what you know, the NHL's come to that, the NBA. I think they should have just stopped. Okay, because you're moving the NHL back, the NBA back. You just should have shut down the seasons, come back. Okay, NHL season will start, you know, the end of September like it normally does. You know, they're going to be playing into September. There's just so many things that are screwed up this summer.
Here's my big question as we go to break, and we've got a whole another hour with Jeff this morning from 9 until 10 here, about 9:15 to 10. Why is it, okay, alcohol sales, every other thing basically that you could do for recreation gets shut down. We cannot do this. Right. But sports trumps it all. Why is that?
Good question.
I'm not really sure. Yeah. Because I don't think high school sports is financial. I just don't see that being a financial decision. I can see the NFL. I can see Ohio State being Big Ten. I can see that all being financial. But I don't think this is financial.
Yeah, I look at restaurant owners and bar owners and so forth that have to shut down at 10 o'clock now, saying, okay, we still have to shut down at 10 o'clock, but you can get 70 or 80 kids going up against another 70 or 80 kids hitting each other, breathing on each other. You can do that. There's just way too many questions out there.
Well, and aren't kids supposed to be the ones, kids and seniors, the ones we're supposed to be protecting in this pandemic? It really is an odd thing when you pull back and look at it. And every call we've had this morning was basically anti-playing, pretty much.
Yeah, the one gentleman said that he was...
The governor didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
The opinions expressed in this program.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The governor just... do you think it's... I mean, we don't want to say it as blatantly as that, but do you think the governor at this point just has really... no idea. We haven't had a pandemic for 102 years. Do you think at this point he's just, I have no idea. I just have no idea.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
We're coming back in about 15 minutes here. Jeff Ruth is the guest. Stay tuned. Lots more to talk about. Don't go anywhere.
Learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help the community by visiting feedamerica.org.